When learning a sefer like the Sefer HaKherach, where he provides, as we explain, a very rare element among the Moni HaMitzvos, he adds Tameh, what he calls Shereshim, reasons for mitzvos. You get the Parshas Chukas, and you're excited to find out what's he going to say for Parah Aduma. Zos Chukas HaTorah, this is the Chok, the quintessential, what is going on, maybe we'll never know, what's the Sefer HaKherach going to say about Parah Aduma? And he both simultaneously disappoints and doesn't disappoint. He writes that usually I'm known for giving remazim, little hints, little things for us to connect to by each mitzvah. By Parah Aduma, he says, my hands are weak. I'm afraid to open up my mouth. It sounds like he has something he wants to say, but he's afraid to open up his mouth. He says, after all, Chazal say that no one's been able to understand Parah Aduma. In fact, Chazal understand a pasuk in Koheles when Shlomo HaMelech says, Amarti Echkama, I tried to be brilliant and figure it out, v'hi rechoka mimeni, but it remained distant from me. I couldn't figure it out. What's it? Chazal say Parah Aduma. He quotes from Medrash Tanchuma that Moshe Rabbeinu tried very hard to understand the entire Torah, and Hashem said, you all tell Parah Aduma what it's all about, but nobody else. The Sefer HaKherach says the great mystery of Parah Aduma is not the fact that the ashes purify, which seems ritualistic. A lot of mitzvahs are ritualistic. That's not the chok. That's not why it's so rechoka. He says the real enigma, one enigma is, that it was a carbon offered outside the Beis HaMikdash. Where was the Parah Aduma offered? Where was it slaughtered and arranged? Har HaZeisim, outside the biblical Yerushalayim. The other aspect of Parah Aduma, which is typically cited as being the reason why it's so confusing, is... Everyone's turning their hands upside down, right? The idea that the person who's Tamei Lenefesh, who is impure, burns have the para burned for him, the ashes mixed with water, and sprinkled on him to make him pure, when he is impure from Tumas Meis, and yet everyone else who's involved in the procedure of preparing it becomes Tamei. But there's actually a misconception here. I think most people have the impression that the person doing the sprinkling becomes Tamei, and that is not correct. Rashi in this week's Parsha quotes from Chazal, Maseches Yuma, Daf Yudalid, that the person doing the sprinkling himself does not become Tamei. It's everybody else involved in the process that becomes Tamei. Okay, so that's how it's so confusing, because seemingly it helps the person who's Tamei, but then the same thing makes everyone else who's Tahar into Tamei. That's very confusing. But then he can't help himself. Right? He said he's not going to give any reasons for this because Chazal stayed away from it. But then he says, you know what? Here's a beautiful Lashon. Ela Shechiba Sa'akodesh, that the great love I have when it comes to matters of Kedusha, and my great desire to achieve knowledge when it comes to the hidden matters, they forced my pen to write. And what does he write? He says, if you think about it, it's not even so strange that these ashes can make a person who's Tamei Tahar, but also impurify those who are already Tahar. He says, most medicines do the exact same thing. That they cure a certain illness, but if your person is healthy and takes them, they get sick. I like thinking about this in terms of Tylenol, right? One of the most famous drugs on the market. And if one of the main reasons people use it is for headaches. But if you look at the side effects, one of the side effects is headaches. Wow, look at that. People are taking Tylenol to cure their headaches. But if you don't have a headache and you take Tylenol, maybe you get a headache. Oh, it's a joke. It's so far from us. How can we understand this? No, that's not so strange. There are certain chemicals, there are certain drugs. You put them in the body. If the body is having pain centers going off because of some kind of swelling or some kind of pain in the body, acetaminophen goes to target that. And if you don't have that, well, then maybe it causes some swelling. Maybe it causes the exact thing you're trying to avoid. But this understanding, such a rational approach to what a chok is. Because by comparing it to medicine, he's teaching us something about what it means to understand a chok. Rabbeinu Bechai, one of the Rishonim, in Parshas Kedoshim, 19:19, recommend checking it out, it's fantastic. He talks about what chukim are, and he says the word chok comes from the Hebrew word chakuk, which means engraved. That chukim are engraved into nature. They're not things we can understand because there's a rational reason for them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu embedded into Teva itself the fact that certain things do this, and certain mitzvos do that. That's exactly what science is, right? We're so used to science, we're so used to watching on the news when they come out with a new drug, the list of all the side effects. So it makes sense to us. We understand the chemicals, we understand the enzymes. But let's pause for a second. Is that really any more logical than what we're calling a chok? If you push the scientist and ask, why does that drug cure a headache? They would say because it produces the following enzymes, and the body has this ailment in these places, and this drug targets, these enzymes target those sensors. Okay, but why do those drugs target those sensors? Because they contain this protein and this chemical, and they target in the area. Okay, but why do those proteins do that? Or put your hand in the fire. Very logical. You're going to burn your hand off. Why? Why is it logical you're putting your hand in the fire? Because your body has pain sensors. Okay, but why those sensors? And why does fire do that? And why that temperature? And at some point you get back to, that's just the way it is. It's how the body is made. It's how the enzymes work. How the proteins function. In other words, science, logic to us is really just making sense of the building blocks we're familiar with. We know those enzymes. We know those chemicals. We know these formulas. We know those ingredients. Oh, it makes a cookie. You put it together. That makes sense. Why does it make sense? Because we're familiar with all the details, with the spirit, with the physical science that when we put it together, it makes a result. The reality is, the same exact thing is true when it comes to chukim. Why did Hashem say that this element, that this carbon purifies for this? You learn Kabbalah, what do they say? This sphere does that, and this element does that. Yeah, but why do those spheres do that? Why does that make sense? Nothing makes sense to me. Only because you're not holding and not understanding the details of all the proteins, all the details in the picture. Why does filament have to be black? Why does it have to be a square? Torah calls it b'shamarta sachuka hazos. Filament's also a chok. I don't know. I'm not sure. But it's not any more confusing than this science. I happen to know what science calls this and science calls that. I'm not familiar with this. With his analogy, the Sefer Achinuch is comparing it to medicine. It's a beautiful idea where he's actually giving a reason why there are chukim. Kodesh Baruch Hu created spiritual physics in the world. There are things that are natural cause and effect. Like sticking your hand in a fire burns you. You don't have to understand why. You stick your hand in a cookie jar and don't make a bracha. It also has an effect on you. You don't have to understand why. Those are the chukim. They're chakuk. They are engraved in nature. It's just the way that it is. In this way, chukim are not haphazard. They're not random. They're not completely made up and a bunch of nonsense. Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. This is the nature of the world, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the spiritual physics. And even when it comes to mitzvahs like Parah Aduma, Shlomo HaMelech did not say, it makes no sense. He said, Rechoka, from me, it's out there, it makes sense, I just have a hard time understanding it. So the Sefer HaChinuch brilliantly both says, I don't want to touch this one, and yet in passing, by telling us about the chemicals, by telling us about the drugs, he actually told us everything we need to know. Why Mishpatim actually aren't so logical. Why Chukim are more logical. They're exactly the same. We do everything because Hashem said so. And for all of them, we know as much as we know. The more you delve into, the more you understand. Hani ben Akasha Omer, Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu Zachas Yisrael Lefichach.